You know, some months ago, Senator Fowler came to me and says, I got this idea about a show, making a focus and getting a focus on Southern Illinois products. And you know, start talking about how we do this, this, and this. And then Senator says, the money we raise, we don't want to make money. We want it for the honor flight.
Exactly. And first and foremost, Tom, I just want to say thank you so much to River Radio. You all were one of the presenting sponsors to help us promote this event and get this word out. Thank you so much, along with WSIL-TV. Couldn't have done it without your partnership, and we really appreciate that.
Well, it's one of those fun things. It's amazing what we don't know about ourselves sometimes. So I think it's a great way to highlight that. And we all learned a lot about what we make here in Southern Illinois in the process of finding those people. But each one of those contributed in their own way to honor flight.
That's exactly right, and that was the whole plan. When you and I did sit down, and I was talking with my communication staff and outreach staff in Springfield about wanting to really promote Southern Illinois made and manufactured products and the companies, because as we all know, there's so many incredible products and companies right here in Southern Illinois, and now people have an idea of all those companies. We had 132 booths lined up for the pavilion, and we sold out of booths with 2.5 months to go prior to the event.
All right, so the money that was raised, how exactly was that put together?
Well, as you mentioned, Tom, I wanted to raise some money for a not-for-profit. And what better organization is there? There's a lot of incredible, obviously, not-for-profits here in Southern Illinois. We do a great job supporting our local people and our agencies. But, you know, the Veterans Honor Flight, the Honor Flight of Southern Illinois, is so important to keep this program sustainable. And that was the first one that came to my mind. So working with the regional chambers of commerce, and I want to give a shout out to them. This is a partnership that we had to have to make this work. And what better organization to partner with as well as the regional chambers. But my goal was to raise about $10,000. I thought if we could raise $10,000 and we charged a nominal fee for the booths, $50 to $75 depending on the location. And then when I was going out and speaking at chambers and Rotaries and Qantases and things like that about the event, then we had companies stepped up. Well, can we be a sponsor? So we started throwing these sponsorship levels in, and that's when companies like Basinger Architects and Clearwave Communications and Crown Line Boats and Southern Illinois Healthcare and Visit SI and the Pavilion, they signed up as well as a sponsor. So we want to help not only promote Southern Illinois made products, but we want to support Honor Flight of Southern Illinois as well.
So check presentation tomorrow.
Check presentation tomorrow at the airport, Veterans Airport, at 12 o'clock noon. And we really hope, Tom, I hope people will come out. This is going to be a very special day. It's going to be a special day for Shop Southern Illinois, for SI Made, and for the Veterans in Honor Flight.
We do need to mention people who came also donated, and we didn't have a entry fee. We had, if you'd like to donate, right? And
right.
Then the people from the Honor Flight there. So we should mention those people donated as well. 14,000?
Well,
10,000? What is it?
The amount?
Yeah.
The amount? You going to be there at noon tomorrow to find out?
I'm going to be in the hospital with a respirator on.
Well, our goal was 10,000, and I'll say it's going to far exceed that goal, Tom. We want to make a big presentation tomorrow. It's going to be quite substantial. And, yes, Honor Flight representatives were at the door collecting donations, and it was just a special day, and the companies were excited about the event.
Doug, you've been on the board with Honor Flight, I think, since the beginning.
Yeah.
Right? And this check that's coming tomorrow from SI Made, is one you have seen a lot of. I mean, I've watched the Facebook pages in Honor Flight, and there's a lot of people with big checks, and you're in the picture there accepting along with a lot of other people that have been helping.
Right, and from day one, we've had this support. You know, we mentioned different companies, local companies. I think back to People's National Bank, past 1 hour heating air conditioning. They've been with us from the beginning.
Francis is a great guy.
Yeah, over this past year, Walmart has really stepped up, stores throughout the region supporting us. Even First Southern Bank, Forbes Financial, put on a golf outing this past year that had raised a lot of money, and they want to continue to do this. And the key here, Walmart as well, is with us for the long haul, is consistency, because we want to provide these flights every fall, every spring, for many, many years to come. And flight number 4, October 16th, the aircraft alone is $75,000. We just heard from American Airlines yesterday that flight number 5 that we're planning for May of next year is going up to $91,000. Slightly larger airplane.
Was it fuel or capacity?
They're changing their fleet mix and what they're dedicating to Honor Flight charters throughout the country. So we'll have a little bit larger aircraft, but also a larger ticket price, too. And so this fundraising, whether it's companies throughout the region or individuals that we get, you know, contributions from on a regular basis, are certainly much needed with the expenses that we have to see with these flights.
And it's interesting because when you look at this and we talk, look at the big companies that help and chip in and this person and that person, but it's that man, that woman that served their country. I mean, right now there's a focus on this, and I think some of this we could thank Nike and Colin Kaepernick for, because we said some sacrificed all. These are the people that, there's a two sides to this. It has, in effect, helped other people focus on people who really have sacrificed a great deal, if not all, for their country. And, you know, you look at all this, and I think when you boil it down, you get a bunch of people that deep down inside, they want to show their appreciation and how important what, you know, maybe a family member gave. But, you know, it's interesting, when you go to Veterans Airport and that welcome home party, there's people there that don't necessarily know someone there. They're there because of the spirit of this.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. That whatever divisiveness seems to exist throughout the day, social media and all that, you come out to the airport on October 16th for the welcome home flight, and the people coming off the plane, the people holding flags and cheering, are all Americans.
Yep.
And it is humbling, but it also, as one person said after attending one of these events recently, it will restore your faith in humanity. It is exactly what it's for. It's to honor the people that served, but also the reason that they did serve.
All right. Now, there were some in the past, some specific needs when it came to wheelchairs, things along that line. Have we met, because if you're talking about a bigger flight coming up, then you're also talking about more people that can go, and sometimes that means we need more wheelchairs. I was wondering about that program specifically.
Right, yeah. Specifically, we had acquired half of the wheelchairs that we needed through funds raised, and then that's a specific example of what Walmart brought to the table. They purchased the remaining amount that we needed. And I'm sure we will be able to look to them and others for support in getting a few more when the aircraft gets larger.
Well, I know a friend of mine, we've done a couple, you know, so because we got friends of ours, we want, you know, on the names on the back. Is there something else like that that is still needed by Honor Flight that I don't know what it is, but maybe you do from being on the board?
Well, I tell you what, one thing, it hasn't been announced yet, but a local foundation has provided us the money to acquire a boarding ramp. So we talk about wheelchair access. The airport has a boarding ramp, but not large enough to get up to an Airbus 320, the type of aircraft that we're using. So we have already ordered a larger boarding ramp that will allow wheelchair-bound passengers to easily access the aircraft and speed up the boarding process, too.
Southern Illinois Made, Senator Dale Fowler. There's going to be another one next year?
Yes, that's exactly. We're going to be announcing next year's date tomorrow as well at the Veterans Airport at noon when we're doing the check presentation. I hope we have a good crowd. We're going to be announcing the week after the event we had in July. We started planning again for next year. And the atmosphere in that building, Tom, was incredible. We had approximately 2,000 people in the 2 days, the Saturday and Sunday, that came in. And the doors opened at 9 a.m. on Saturday morning. And at 9:30, there were approximately 30 to 40 people lined up at the door. And then at 10, there was probably 100. And that's when we knew we hit a grand slam, not only to promote Southern Illinois-made products, but also in support of Southern Illinois, Honor Flight of Southern Illinois.
Do you have a total attendance number?
Unfortunately, we didn't have someone with a clicker because we didn't know.
Yeah, because we weren't charging conventionally.
But, you know, with the proceeds that came in, and Honor Flight that was at the front door and making projections in the bags that were given out, The first day we had 750 bags. The first few people that came in got a bag with goodies in it, and we had 750 bags, and they were gone in an hour and a half on the first day. So that then we received more bags. Ameren came in and gave us a bunch more bags, like 500, and those were gone in no time. So these are projections. Next year we're going to try to do get an official count,
right?
But with the representatives from Honor Flight that were at the front door and our staff and the vendors, you know, we feel it was at least 2,000 people within the 2 days that came in the doors.
Somebody with a clicker is going to have carpal tunnel syndrome.
Would you like that job, Tom, next year?
I'm all right. I've already got carpal
and
tunnel.
And something I also like to mention.
These two mouses all the time I've got, I'm already curled up here.
You know, well, we also promoted tourism and destinations. So it wasn't just necessarily always promoting you know, the whole idea of honor of Honor Flight and also Southern Illinois products, but our tourism destinations.
Yeah, because and what's interesting, when you see those two companies, those two entities start to do business, there's a synergy that you go someplace to a bed and breakfast, and while you're there, you see products from Southern Illinois, and you get your eyes open, and vice versa.
Right.
And I think that more of that, you know, never hurts. Because you've been doing a series of videos on tourist locations and
yes.
things along that line to try to create some interest there. And then the guy who owns the bed and breakfast says, oh, you make that? I'd like to have that at my bed and breakfast.
That's right.
There's a thing that goes on, and people start doing business among themselves, which is always good
and,
as well.
And that's what we saw. That some of the, you know, companies that were there didn't know some of the other companies even existed. Of course, the patrons didn't either. So, and then some of these companies are now selling their other products, and there was actually contracts established from this event. The atmosphere was incredible. I'd like to mention the website, simade.org. People can go to the website today, and they can see all the companies that were there. Their website is linked to our website. They can order products. And, Tom, this is one way we promote Southern Illinois products, but also shop Southern Illinois.